6:04.
Hang on, let me turn the recorder on.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, 6:04, we'll call the meeting to order. If everyone could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, should we go through the roll call?
Okay, I'm ready. Ready? Mr. Carlone? Yep. Mr. Roche?
Present.
Mr. Forte?
Mr. Forte is excused. He sent me an email. I'm sorry I didn't mention that earlier, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Ms. Mancini Wright?
Present.
Dorazetti? Tell? Toso?
You're there.
Polis?
Present. I do think Mrs. Patel is here. I don't know if you got her.
I didn't get her.
Present.
Santos?
Present.
Okay, Ms. Pertosa and Ms. Orzetti didn't respond?
Yep, correct.
All right, you've got 7. You have a quorum, but those 2 are out.
Okay, thank you. Is there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda for this evening? Okay, can we have a motion to adopt the agenda for tonight's meeting?
Motion to adopt the agenda for tonight's meeting. Jennifer.
Chris, I'll second it. Second.
Okay.
Got it.
And that I should note, as Luis informed us, please state your name when making a motion in a second. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Would anyone from the public like to speak?
That approved that was approved. Somebody approved the motion and seconded it, but did you take a vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you. Should we vote to adopt the agenda for this evening? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Agenda is adopted for this evening. Okay, apologize for that. Public portion, would anyone from the public care to speak? Anyone from the public care to speak? And one more time, anyone from the public care to speak? Okay, moving to agenda item number 6, the approval of our minutes. We have to approve the minutes from December as well as January. So let's please approve these 2 separate motions. Can I have a motion for the approval of the minutes from the December 20th Board of Apportionment and Taxation meeting?
Jennifer, I have a correction to December.
Okay.
Got them both here. It's number 1 second. I rearranged everything and there it is. Okay. Number 12. That we didn't. The financial services, the transfer. That transfer was saying that this was approved, but that approval was contingent on the reports that we were getting from the 8400 and the 2500 account.
Uh, I'm just taking a minute to read through the minutes here from December.
Pete, what's wrong with the motion, Jen?
This motion was made, Roberto made it, and it was approved on the condition that we got those two reports. But we didn't get those reports until January.
And you would just, Jennifer, you're asking to make sure that the minutes reflect that.
Correct.
Is that something we can add to the minutes for December here?
Okay, so you wanted, the approval was not to take place.
I think an abbreviated way to say it, and Jennifer, please correct me if I'm wrong, the motion made by Mr. Santos to approve the transfer was contingent upon receipt of the account summary for the 8400 account or the 2500 account. I'm sorry.
Account.
Yes.
So, Mr. Chair.
Yep.
Just from a process standpoint, the December minutes not get modified. But there'll be a notation in this set of minutes that that correction was made.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Garofalo. Jennifer, does that suffice?
Yep.
What you're looking for? Okay.
Yep.
So can we have the motion here to approve the minutes as they are from December 20th, 2021?
I motion to amend the minutes. From December 20, 2021, Jennifer.
The proper motion would be to approve with the corrections that were noted.
Yes.
Oh. Mark. still learning the ropes here, Mark. Clearly, we're not cut out for Parliament.
No. No, but just so there, but that's just so everybody, for the new people. So what happens is, they're essentially approved, but with whatever corrections or additions, deletions, or corrections that might be brought up. So.
I'm afraid to say that. The last one was contingent, and that got messed up.
Okay. Should we restate the motion, Mr. Garofalo?
I think you could. The minute taker will. Make the correct motion.
Okay.
If you're accepting it, if that's the way you want to say it.
Yes. And is there a second, please?
I second, Kristen Wright.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, motion carried. Moving on to the January 18th, 2022 approval minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from January 18th, 2022 Board of Apportionment and Taxation meeting?
Mr. Chairman, this is
Jennifer,
Roberto.
I have some corrections to that also.
Okay, Jennifer, let's give Roberto the floor. I think he spoke first and then we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to look at number 9 on the January 18th. And I believe that, excuse my ignorance with regard to the transfer to account bookkeeper, $10,000 from account tax collector. Was that contingent at only one time only, or is it done only one time only when we do that transfer? I remember the language was only for one time only. Or is it just redundant?
I believe that was a one-time transfer. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Mrs. Finance Director.
It's one time only. When we approve one time, if we have to go back, that's how it works. It's not a reoccurring process.
Okay, so it's redundant to put the language in there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Thank you. Jennifer?
Okay, number eight, we're transferring to and from the same account again.
We tabled this.
Right.
Well, here it says approval for funding. Number eight?
It says a motion was made by Mr. Santos and seconded by Mr. Carlone to table this until the allocations of monies coming out. That motion was carried.
Okay, it's still to and from the same account.
Because it was
tabled.
And I think
it's supposed to be 394?
Yes.
Yes, but the agenda point number eight was tabled for discussion. So I believe in our, we have the correct information in front of us this evening. We never voted to make this transfer, we tabled it. Correct?
So we don't have to fix the account number then?
I don't believe so. Is that for procedure purposes, Mr. Garfalo?
I don't think it matters because it was tabled, so.
Okay. any other discussion?
Just number 10, about the 50-50 grant reimbursement. I think that's coming up again today. And I believe on 11/21, it was tabled till the mayor could tell us if it was coming from capital planning or. So I was just wondering if we, the $119,000 that was already paid.
Two was tabled.
No.
Yes, so this item is not on the this evening's agenda. So just reading what the minutes state here for everyone to hear before we can kind of move on. Create proper budget for mandated state grant to properly allocate budgeted sources. Mrs. DeRocious was still very adamant about not taking any money from special working balance until board is given more information. Mrs. Finance Director explained to the board that this was approved by the Board of Aldermen and the contract was signed by the mayor, so she paid the bill. Mr. Carlone said he thought nothing would be paid until the Board of Apportionment and Taxation approved the expense. Mrs. Finance Director explained she had paid the bill. Motion was made by Mr. Santos and seconded by Ms. Pertoso to table until the next meeting and we can find somewhere to get these funds. That motion to table carried. So again, just to clarify, what are we trying to amend on this statement?
I think I didn't read the last line. So I had a thought in mind when I wrote that because I've got tabled 11/12 for the mayor. So I think it might have been the, which is the last point I wanted to make, that I wanted to put on the record that we can't be paying bills without actually having everything approved before it's paid.
Right, as outlined in the charter, correct.
I think I was making notes going back and forth from going behind. Because now, yeah. Does this like just disappear until, I mean, when does that come up again? The money's gone.
Mr. Rush, the question's geared toward, to, are you asking the finance director? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what happens to it because I thought, I understood it was going to be on the agenda this month, but I mean, money's gone and it's just like floating out, you know. Does it just disappear off the agenda or does it stay on there till we actually have a vote on it?
We have to find the money to fund this project because otherwise we have to take cameras from police and return it.
Okay, so my question is, does it just disappear off the agenda, or do we just have to go vote on it every month to decide what's going on? I don't understand. I just
as far as I remember, we're looking for sources of this, how to find the money, since Board of Aldermen approved this transaction without finding the source. I, at this point, will be privileged to tax board to find a source of funding.
Right, but my question is, why isn't it on the agenda?
Because we don't have a source yet.
But it should be on there, right? Shouldn't it stay on there until we actually make a vote on it?
So it's tabled. We can keep it as a table at the end, but since we don't have anything new add to it, I don't know how tabled items are kept.
I'm not sure, Mark, can you help me on this one? I think they're supposed to stay on the agenda until it's actually voted on.
If it was tabled, then it's tabled until it's brought up, or essentially postponed until, because you don't really have like a committee process here. So, I mean, it just wasn't acted on. So, I mean, if it really should not go on the agenda until it's going to be acted on.
Okay, but how would we know it's going to be acted on? I mean, if we have to keep discussing it. It was my understanding
that the mayor was going to tell us
where to take it from. Capital planning was supposed to come from back in November. Is it in capital planning?
No, it's not.
Well, it was actually when it came before the Board of Aldermen, it was supposed to come out of COVID money. So and really, if you're going to discuss it, you should put it on the agenda.
Yeah, it's not on the agenda because it was tabled. And since we don't have right now additional sources, will be brought to your attention when we isolate additional funding left from the budget or capital. Right now, there's no additional, because we are in the middle of the year, we're still looking into where savings gonna play and how we gonna close the year. So as I said, if we don't find other grants to fund this project, we have to come up with the general fund money.
Okay. So if we table something, it just disappears off the agenda until we bring it up.
Well, I think this particular item, you know, we table until, as Ms. Finance Director just explained, we'll get the motion back on the, or the line item back on the agenda once we have the funding source and we can vote on it at that point. Is that what I'm correct in understanding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it doesn't get lost. You know, it just doesn't go away and then at the end of the year, they just keep moving things around and it gets lost.
No, we have a hauling about it. So I know about it.
Yeah. True. Okay.
So I keep track of those calls.
Okay, so can any other discussion on the approval of the minutes for the January meeting? Okay, can we have a motion to approve the minutes from the January 18th, 2022 Board of Apportionment and Taxation meeting, please?
Motion that we accept the minutes we didn't make any corrections to them, right? Correct?
No.
Do you want it on record that the board must approve anything before it's paid?
Correct.
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Carloni. Vote all in favor to approve the minutes. Please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Line number 7, planning to adopt meeting dates for our 2022-2023 budget preparation and adoption meeting. I think for many of us on this board, this will be our first experience with the budgeting process. Just a couple of bits of information or suggestions that came my way. I believe we were looking to schedule a weekly meeting for four consecutive meetings throughout the month of March. I believe the first meeting, we would have a presentation from the finance director and the mayor, and then the subsequent meetings would be followed by the department heads. I think that, you know, given our meeting is here on Tuesday nights, we as long as that works for everybody, we can keep that on the schedule. So I would entertain a motion to adopt our budget meetings for four consecutive weeks through the month of March, as I believe it's due April 1st. Correct, Mr. Garfala?
The budget has to be adopted by the end of April 30th.
April 30th, okay. And then we can so add an... go ahead.
I'm sorry. So you have to adopt the preliminary estimate in April, then conduct the public hearing, and then you could adopt it. It has to be adopted by the left.
And is it typically four consecutive meetings, or is it five?
It doesn't matter. It's really whatever you need to do.
Okay, so maybe we'll start with four consecutive weeks, and then we can go from there. So I would entertain the motion. Any suggestions, meeting dates, times from the group?
Why don't we keep it at the same time that we have this meeting, if possible, if everybody agrees, the same time on Tuesdays.
And with the intention to start next Tuesday, which I believe is March 1st, correct?
Correct.
The only suggestion I have is sometimes it gets kind of long-winded with the heads of the departments. And if we have a long tax board meeting, we're gonna be here till 10 or 11 at night sometimes.
Mr. Crony, we only have long tax board meetings.
But just so you know, that's all.
So the suggestion was made to me, and I I've never done this before, that we give like an allotted time to the department heads, and then
that would be great.
Follow up, you know, allotted time for questions. And I really think we should be disciplined about it. We should have our questions sort of probably lined up ahead of time and keep the meeting focused. If their meetings are an hour to an hour and a half long, you figure we can do the two departments on one meeting. So you have, 20, 25 minutes per department, and then 10 minutes for questions. That's sort of what was laid out for me as a suggestion. I've never done this before, so I will, ask, your opinion there, if you think that's the better way to approach it.
I believe that's a very good way to approach it. The only thing is that when they give their, when they give what they want for money, especially like Board of Ed, they have like a whole booklet of things that is going on. that may not be enough time. So I would either, and in my opinion, you would want them to explain most of the things that they're doing, because that's where we give the most money. So we really need to know what they're doing with the money. And it's and we have to, whatever money the state gives them, we have to match it. So we try not to give them too much, because then we can't take it back at any year after that. But that's just one suggestion. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, so I was going to say there are actually five Tuesdays in the month. So is it your thought that we maybe perhaps just schedule one meeting for the Board of Ed?
Possibly that, or schedule one, and then for the next week maybe we come back and put some questions together for them, something like that, or just one all at once, all in one night, but make it a little longer.
Okay. Any other thoughts from the board on on the meeting adoption? I know other folks on the board have participated. Mr. Gray, I know you've done this in the past. I don't know if anybody else on the board served on the last term around. Any other thoughts to add to Mr. Carlone's perspective?
This is Mike.
Just do we know when we're going to get the request, Jennifer? Sorry, Mike.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I don't know that I understand the question.
Do we know when we're going to get the requests from the different departments so that we can, like, look them over?
My understanding is... Yeah, no. My understanding, and again, I will defer to some of the folks that have served already, is we will have the schedule with the department heads and when they can attend ahead of time. I believe that's how it was explained to me. I think that's what you're...
I think they're due on February 1st. We were supposed to have them.
Again,
I think they're turned into mayor's office, no?
Ms. Finance Director, Mr. Garfalo, you both work for City Hall. Do you have an answer for that?
I understand that, Mark, sorry. I understand that you're going to be presented with mayor's budget after March 1st. His budget is reviewed and final budget, it's in your discretion, but mayor budget will be finalized by March 1st, which is Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, not finalized, Agata, when we actually get it to review it, because I think it says it in the charter that it's supposed to be done by February 1st, so that we're not, like, really rushed on going through it.
So after mayor presents the budget, this is going to be your budget.
So what you're saying is the mayor's, I'm sorry for interrupting, what you're saying is the mayor is going to present his budget on March 1st.
That's usually how it works. Department,
right.
Manager or mayor and, you know, executive session, executive
right.
body, yeah.
I think her whole question was, are we going to get some kind of report ahead of time so we can look it over to see what is actually going on in the different departments? We should get some kind of a booklet or email on what exactly they need and what they need the money for ahead of time so we can look at it.
That's the good question. This is my first year here. I think the last year was different than this year. Mayor's office takes more inputs into the budget, and I'm gonna follow up with mayor's office how this is gonna be presented. At this point, I don't have really, understanding how they're gonna move forward with. I know the next meeting we have Tuesday, it's gonna be fully presented, probably all worksheets, everything's gonna be presented to you
okay.
for review.
Mark, thing is, this is the first time, you know, all of us are doing it, including Agatha. Could you give us some direction?
The direction is in section 26 and 27 of the charter. It says the under section 27, the powers and duties of the board, said board shall have authority to require different city officers to furnish all the information which they possess, exhibit all books, contracts, reports, papers, documents, and so forth. And said board shall lay taxes in each of the city government, and each officer of the city under whose control money is expended shall, on or before the first day of February in each year, submit to the board and the mayor an estimate of the amount of money required by such city board or such city officer for the next ensuing year, giving details as far as practicable. And then it says the mayor shall submit a proposed budget to the board on or before March 1st in each year. And then the board at a meeting thereof in April, as I said before, does the preliminary estimates, then a public hearing, and then the final budget. So February 1st was the day just to go back, it said, on or before the first day of February each year, submit to the board and the mayor an estimate of the. So essentially, that's when they were due.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken,
typically they
Jennifer,
were assembled by the finance office and distributed to the board.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer, that's what you're asking, that right now we're behind the eight ball in receiving some of this information from the boards that are submitting their budget by about a month now, because it's supposed to be on or before the February 1st.
Yeah, I just want to have enough time so that we could really analyze it instead of it, we getting it at the last minute and then we're scrambling.
Well, I mean, again, Mr. Gray was going to speak earlier. We are going to have the first presentation on March 1st, and then we will have five subsequent meetings, afterward to get the budget through the process. Mr. Gray, is that how it worked last year?
So it was a little bit different, the process, but I will say in the past, we did get the packets from each of the department heads, and I'm not sure if it was Ms. Shevchik who reached out to them, to the department heads and asked for that, but we were furnished with packets. So ahead of the meetings, we did have them. I wouldn't say it was really early in February. It was closer to when we started meeting. But I would say too, I wanted to go back to what Mr. Carlone was saying. I agree with him that you probably will have a couple of departments who are going to need more than 25, 30 minutes. I would say the Board of Ed obviously would probably need more, and the police department, I think, might need more. So a suggestion might be, you have a few nights where you can fit three department heads in at 25 to 30 minutes each. And then maybe one night is the Board of Ed with another department, and then the police department with another department. That way you could do about an hour for them and another 30 minutes for the next department. So that might be able to, you might be able to get them all in that way.
Okay. And again, to just the point of getting the packets ahead of time, we're March 1st is next week. So what we're hopeful for is that we're going to start to see some of this information, come to our way prior to those meetings. That's what we're asking, correct?
And I would think, with everything electronic, you can probably get those materials, spreadsheets and whatnot. I know the Board of Ed does a whole slideshow, a slide deck that they usually send along, as well as their budget sheets, their Excel. The police department, same thing. It's usually just an Excel file. So I don't see it being something that would be too hard for them to get to us in a fair amount of time.
Okay, and I will make that request. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, Jeff. Can they actually send us to all us board members?
Yeah, I will actually make the request tomorrow through email to the mayor's office, and we will go from there and see if we can start to work on the budget. I think for our purpose for the agenda tonight, we just need to adopt the meeting days and times. So at least we'll have that on the calendar so we can start booking the department heads in. And again, I'm assuming that's going to be coordinated through the mayor's office. Is that correct, Mr. Garfala?
Well, it's really, if you're going to be conducting the process, typically.
So you're saying the chair of the board is responsible to reach out to the department heads of the town to schedule them in?
Well, I would say the staff is. I don't know. It typically would be the finance director, so I don't know how.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
The practical, yeah, you guys are volunteers, so it really should be a staff function, whatever the board sees fit. If you want Agatha to do it, she could do it. If it's just a simple scheduling thing, I can take care of it. However you want us to do it, we'll make sure that it happens. Because essentially, what you're adopting are the dates.
Right. That's all we're trying to do.
Obviously, there's going to, yeah. There, so
a long
just
way around
it's
the
really
block,
just.
Right?
Yeah, it's a very yeah. This is so. But basically you're picking the dates. It sounds like Tuesday is the date. So it probably, just for the FOI purposes, because that's really what it has to be, we'll schedule the meetings. And if you're open to it, we could just schedule it like pretty much every Tuesday between now and April 26th, essentially. And then if we have to cancel it, we could always cancel it. But then at least it'll be set and you could plan your lives around this volunteer effort of the city, I think the most critical point. And then we could plug in, basically who's available, and I think Mr. Gray and Mr. Carlone, having been through the process, you know, at the end of it, the big ones are the ones that are going to take time. The Board of Ed, the police, Public Works. The smaller ones are, you know, there's a bunch that you don't need 20 minutes. You don't even need 20 seconds. It's pretty much straightforward. So you probably want to space those larger ones. You know, those would probably be the first four, you know, meetings, and try to get them scheduled so that, that could be kind of a dialogue. Because, you know, on Zoom, it's tedious in person and it's tedious on Zoom. So, I mean, at the end of it, after an hour, hour and a half, it's hard to maintain concentration in a productive way. So those longer ones, and starting at 6 is good too, because you know, less likely to get tired out.
Okay. So can we have a motion to adopt the schedule for the budget preparation and adoption meetings starting on Tuesday, March 1st, and running off the following 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we'll say 6, 7 weeks into April. Actually all the way through April 26th, with the idea that we will not necessarily need to use all those meetings for those purposes.
Because don't forget too, you're gonna have two of those Tuesdays would be your regular meeting anyway, so.
Got it. So we need a motion from the board.
I'll make a motion, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Second? Ms. Patel, was that a second? I'm sorry, you broke up.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And all in favor of starting our budget meetings on Tuesday, March 1st, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you. And I will circle back to some of the things that we discussed and take into consideration the advice from Mr. Coloni, Mr. Garfalo, Mr. Gray about the length of time we need for some of the bigger departments. And we will get the also email to Town Hall and get the information out to us as soon as we possibly can secure it.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, can I make a point also to follow up with this next time this comes around for the following year, because there's a charter for a reason to obtain information early on the 1st of February, so we can review the department's, you know, requests and then present it with due diligence and not just trying to make fast decisions based on the allotted time that we have during these scheduled meetings, though, because I think it's not fair to us that they have hours and hours of presentation while we get just minutes to review hundreds of thousands of dollars for them. So we should adhere to the charter saying on or about the 1st of February for next year. And I don't know how we could put them on notice as a board to make sure they meet the standards of the charter to have it by then, because then it would be fair for us and the mayor to make, you know, decisions on what we need to do as board members here.
Can we make sure that Mr. Santos's point is written into the record for this evening's meeting?
I do have a question.
Jennifer, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. Can we make sure that Mr. Santos's point, I mean, obviously this meeting's recorded, but can we actually write that into the minutes?
Yes, that'd be so noted if Ms. Pitney is muted. Yeah, we'll make sure that it is.
Thank you very much, Ms. Pitney. Thank you, Mr. Garfalo. Jennifer, you were going to make a point, and then I'd like to move on to the agenda point number 8.
Yeah, I just want to ask Agatha, does she have that information and it's just not released yet? Does she have those budgets?
We don't have all budgets yet.
But do you have any of them that you could pass on to us to make our
I have to yet? No, I don't have a power to release this information yet, and I also looking for where are you exactly seeing February 1st on in charter
section 27 powers and duties. Midway down that first paragraph, each board of the city government and of each officer of the city under who control money is expended shall on or before the first day of February of each year. So I'm not quite sure if they're even in violation of the charter by not bringing it up earlier to the board and the mayor. It has section 27. On top, I see page 13.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really work right now on a, we did start a process, but obviously we didn't see the February, but I have to check with mayor's office why this was submitted.
Thank you. And Mr. Santos, your point is noted. You know, if it's in the charter, you know, we should follow it. I totally agree. I think most of the board members here do.
Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, moving on to line item number 8, create a new line account, 8400-390-0394 for compensated leave reserve. This obviously coincides with the following agenda point of the transfer from the special working balance to compensated reserve account. This was also in your packet, some information on the reasoning behind the transfer. So if you recall an email regarding two upcoming retiring police officers and one, I believe it was the mayor's chief of staff who had a terms of their resignation. So that's what the monies is for. That was provided in our packets. So we would really need to vote and approve this new line item in order to execute on the transfer. Mrs. Finance Director, am I explaining that correctly at this point?
Yes.
Is there a motion to create this new line item, 8400-390-0394, for the compensated leave reserve?
Number eight, I do make a motion to accept that number.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. Is there a second to Mr. Santos's motion?
This is Chris, I'll second it.
Thank you, Chris. Can we please vote? All in favor of the motion, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion is carried. Moving on to agenda item number 9. So we are asking, Finance Department is asking for a transfer from special working balance to compensated reserve account. The move is to transfer $152,710.74 from the special working balance, 8400-390-0391, to the compensated leave reserve, 8400-390-0394. Is there a motion to transfer?
I have a question first, if I can, to the finance director.
Please, Mr. Santos.
Agatha, does that 152,710, that includes those two officers on retirement and also the resignation of 14,828
for yes, a combined? Yes,
those two. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Agatha.
Any other discussion? Okay, can someone make this motion to transfer?
This is Mike. I'll make the motion to transfer.
Thank you, Mike. Is there a second?
This is Kirsten. I second.
Thank you. And please let's vote. All in favor to transfer from special working balance to compensated reserve account, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, the next two line items, agenda items. So we kind of, there's a couple of open-ended line items. So let's start discussion, line agenda item number 10, discussion on the use of payroll outsource fee line item 2500-390-0392. In the periods in question were from July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2021, July 1st, 2021 to February 17th, 2022, and the remainder of the 2021-2022 fiscal year. If the board recalls, this is the information about the financial services account that we were talking about in, I believe, our December meeting. So open discussion regarding this. this account.
I see where we got it in our packet, and it looks to me like it was financial services renamed, not a new line item. If I look at this, it's, it says account payroll outsource service fee, the same number. It's not a new, not a new number. And everything is in that account. It's not just Paycor stuff. Is that what the intent was, just to rename it?
So when we discuss about, had discussion about this, the transfer of 28,000, which you see on a 106, 10B, the original question was why we need money. And because we needed money for payroll fees, I said, if this is gonna help to clarify, I will rename the account so we know exactly what is account for. In 2020.
Well, I thought we were setting up a new line item for the account. Because right now, whether you call it financial services or Paycor fees, it's still a hodgepodge of everything that's in there.
So not right now. In 2021, before I was here, this account was basically different type of services was booked to it, including secretary, mayor, temporary help for tax collector. This was kind of $6,000 plus interim finance director. All because this was available, everybody kind of felt that this is gonna be a place where things will be booked. When I reviewed this account, I said, no, tax collector shouldn't be booked to this account. Secretary to mayor shouldn't be booked to the account. Interim finance director was booked to this account, and that's only funding for this account was budgeted. However,
Agata, hang on a second. All I'm asking is, I thought we were going to open up a brand new account for Paycor services, not just rename financial services to payroll outsource fee. Not questioning what's going in and out. I thought we were supposed to have a new account, a new line item.
No problem. I can create a new account number and reestate the financial services.
We need a motion for that. Do we need a vote for that? Mr. Garfalo? Or Mrs. Finance Director, are you certain?
So I'm just questioning, what is the purpose of this motion? Because if we need to create new accounts, I wasn't told to create new account. I was told I cannot remove all expenditures already happened to new account.
I thought that's what the motion was, to create a new line item in December for that.
But expenditures already happened.
Right, you can't move existing expenditures into a new account.
No, but she can open up the new account and start putting the Paycor into the new account.
It's already in there. When you look at the 10B, all expenditures are aligning for Paycor fees.
So are we doing a brand new line item for the new budget?
No.
No.
Would you like to keep financial services as in line?
Well, I thought we agreed that we were opening up a new line item for Paycor. That's what I thought was the agreement in December.
How about say that I'm reusing same code with new name, appropriately spend money towards Paycor.
So basically then what you're saying, come July 1st, or from now on, there won't be any other expenses in there except Paycor.
Correct. That's my goal.
Okay.
Okay, so we don't really need a motion or a vote for any of this, do we?
No, I think I looked at that and I couldn't quite understand why it was the same thing, but.
But that should correct itself going forward, I believe. Mrs. Finance Director, you've already started to see that, correct?
Yes, that's kind of correction I try to take action on, because financial service is very broad. And as you can see in the past, was really used to for different purposes.
Right.
Correct. Any other discussion on this topic?
Agatha, this is Roberto. And I remember you talked about, because you wanted it to move payroll to every 2 weeks to resolve the weekly fees that we were being charged, correct?
It's a process.
Yes. And eventually that may happen.
May happen.
Okay. And I remember we talked to the chief of staff regarding union being aboard for the change of getting paid every 2 weeks. Have that been put in already, that it's accepted for the 2 week pay? Because that'll affect the fees that we're paying on payroll outsource fees.
However, just for information, police will not do the biweekly. We run police payroll and other payroll, I would say. Police will be doing the weekly stuff.
And who's doing the every 2 weeks?
Everybody not except police. So that's the plan.
Everybody except you. So we're going to...
This is Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Now, I was off for 2 weeks with COVID, but this was never brought up to any of us in the office. We've never been told anything about this yet. Now, I was off for 2 weeks for COVID, so it may have been brought up then. I'm not positive, but I would look into that a little more.
So, what office are you referring to?
Because this is the first I'm hearing about it.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Finance Director. Chris, what office are you referring to?
Well, I work for Republic Works. So as far as I know, this is really the first that I'm hearing about it. And I'm not saying that I'm against that at all. I'm just saying that I was off for 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago. It may have been brought up to them then, and I just never heard about it. But I would ask them again, just to make sure that all of the unions are on board with that.
And I believe that your DPW contract was settled recently, so we'd make sure contract has this language, because most contracts has this option except police contract.
Okay. Because my final question to Agatha would be that we're going to be saving on fees on most departments except for the police, because we'll be charged a separate fee. Would it come out of this payroll outsource fee also? Or would it come out of their budget?
No, it's everything comes through this line.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where's the HR person going to be paid from now on? If you're saying everything's coming out of this line? Went back to being confused again.
What payroll person on this?
The HR person, where's that person going to be paid from? Not from our payroll outsource, right?
No.
Where are we going to start paying that person and those other positions that we're coming out of here from?
Yeah, but we're just, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Mrs. Finance Director, Mr. Santos, you were referring to just the fees, not particular people, correct?
Personnel
throughout the city. Yes.
Correct.
So not personnel, Jennifer, just fees coming out of this account. Is that correct, Mrs. Finance Director?
Yes, just fees, yeah.
Thank you.
Then as I said, process is pretty long to make conversion. I think twice already city send a notification to employees, but it's more complex than, you think to move forward with biweekly payroll, and it's a task. So just be patient.
Thank you.
Thank you, Agatha.
Agatha, where are we going to pay those other people from, like the HR people and, you know, all these site people? Where are they going to be paid from?
So in the new budget, I don't know how it's going to be structured. I put something in the new budget in my in finance director, in finances, financial finance department, but we don't know yet. I think it should be separate line. It's not HR. It's not really finance. So I think it should be outside of the finance department.
I agree with that.
Okay, so that wraps up our discussion on the 2500 account for now. Agenda item number 11 and 12, sort of again, two sides of a different of the same coin, a discussion of the revenue summary from July 1st, 2021 to February 18th, 2022, and discussion on the portion summary from July 21st, 2021 to February 18th, 2022. So open for discussion for the board. Any questions for Mrs. Finance Director?
Any questions?
Questions, discussions. I'm not sure the intent of the agenda line here.
And is there any status on the audit that was supposed to have been taking place?
Yes, I would like to inform that right now we waiting for two items, kind of crucial items. And I don't want to really tell that, you know, we have a difficulty obtain certain bank reconciliations. And I think because we have opportunity to get a ledger in a, you know, if we spend a little bit more extra effort and Borovet ledger can be tied to, you know, the way how it should be handled, I would spend more time on giving for the audit, because right now they hired third party. There is no business manager. There is no one there to set up their ledger and books. It's hard to receive information. So I did spend 2 hours today kind of balancing. It's not my job balance Board of Ed, but I have experience, and I just the frustration is we cannot copy same mistakes every year, because this is happening every year. And if we can set up something better than last year, it's worth it to get audit even up to done in a in March, if we can get set up process correctly, because there is no really good process set up. For your information, audit fundings, I was with the state last week, and the nice thing on a city side, I basically wiped about 10 fundings already. We are in good shape here. But the some stuff like Board of Ed, it's a huge responsibility to keep process not well maintained, and that's the goal. A goal is to keep the process built, or because there's no process really. So I wish we can. Yes.
Will this be something that comes up during the budget process? More discussion around this.
So discussion is this. I don't think there is accountant in Board of Ed, and that's the problem. There's no really reconciliations. Someone does reconciliation but doesn't tie to the ledger. So this is the dilemma we're having at the end of the year. This should be done monthly.
Right. And this is where I ask a follow-up question to what you just said, which is great. How is the revenue projection for the rest of the year? Because you said you got the grants, we entered the state, and we're looking at some good grants.
Is this next question about revenue, or it's about audit?
No, the revenue projection for the rest of the year.
Most of the grants are, we still don't know how much we're gonna get for Board of Education special access grant. So this is a kind of, I think it's gonna come end of February. This could be a positive or could be negative effect on our outcome. As far as taxes, we collecting the search, we wish we can probably improve our collections. Since we don't have tax collector right now, there's a harder way to do tax collections. And, you know, to improve this would be great. Sending delinquent notices and everything else could fall more into, you know, in good shape. We definitely doing well with town clerk collections. You can tell that town clerk revenues are pretty good and strong. Other than that, I would say there will be savings and we got a few small grants, but not too much. At this point, I'm really hoping for better collections of taxes too. So okay. That's kind of hope.
One Mr. Final Santos, ahead. I think Mr. Gray after this next question, please.
Okay, yeah, just one final question, Agatha. With regard to the 10,000 that we transferred from the tax collector for the bookkeeper on the tax collector activities, have that bookkeeper started anything that you know of?
So person who does tax collection, we took a shot because January 31st, we have kind of a closing period for motor vehicle supplement collections. And we wanna see how well we did on tax collector. I reviewed and was pulled together. So that was important. Yes, we did complete this process.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate your answers.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. Mr. Gray?
Just a quick question going back to the audit. Agatha, do you know, did the Board of Ed have their AUP signed off on yet?
What had? I'm sorry.
The agreed upon procedures through the state in the audit?
I don't know.
No? Okay. Thanks.
Try to get that answer for you, Mr. Gray. The AUP?
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion regarding the last two agenda items, line 11, line 12?
I have a question, Jeff. The distressed municipality revenue line, we have $17,000 in there. Where'd that come from?
There is a reimbursement for personal property and for real estate when city applies for the portion of the money. So that's what we received.
Any other questions? Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, you came out and said that there's 10, 11, and 12 on our agenda sheet, or no?
I'm sorry, agenda points 11 and 12. I kind of lumped those two together because one side's revenue, the other side's a portion. I apologize.
No, I do apologize because I printed it for this agenda for here. I only go to number 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. So agenda point 12 was discussion of a portion summary from July 1st, 2021 to February 18th, 2022. And then the last line item, 13, is adjournment.
Thank you.
Do you have both in your packet, the apportion summary and the revenue summary, Mr. Sanders?
Yes. Okay. But I didn't have it on the agenda sheet.
Okay. Any other discussions?
Is it possible to postpone 11 and 12 so we could look into them a little better? I don't know. I just don't know why that. If it was a reimbursement, why it would go into that line item. So I think I'd like to fish through there a little more. Is it possible to postpone those two?
Yeah, you suggest, so suggesting specifically the revenue summary, Jen?
Both of them. I think I'd like to go through them a little little closer.
We can add this to the agenda also for next meeting, but not our next actual Board of Apportionment and Taxation meeting, not our budget meeting. I think that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be for the 22nd.
Yes, I believe so. I'd have to check my calendar.
Yes.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. And it's probably a good idea to have that just as a standing item, just as a, you know, just to review the revenue and expenses, or, you know, kind of if there's any changes. So that could be ongoing, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think it's good for our board. I mean, we're trying to make good decisions. We're trying to be transparent. I think that's a positive item for us.
I would like to make a motion for some things that I think that the board would benefit from going forward every month. I would like to motion that all the board members get a check register every month so that we can see where the expenses are coming, and also see copies of the bank statements. And I also would like to see a check register for all of fiscal 2021.
Is there a second to that motion?
Do you mind repeating it, please?
Oh, here we go.
I'm not a court reporter.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that every month with our packet, we get the check register for the month on all the checks that were printed, plus the bank statements. And also, I would like to see we all get for fiscal 2021, the whole year's check register. I think we can't make good decisions unless we have all the information in front of us. So if we're getting pieces, you know, if we're going to try to ask people to cut their budgets in certain places, we have to know if the spending is frivolous or if it's actually legitimate spending.
Yeah, so is there a second to Jennifer's motion?
I second the motion.
And Roberto. Any discussion? Thank you, Mr. Santos. Any discussion around that request? So just to please note on the record, this is something that I think, Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong, is up for discussion about whether or not we can be, that information can be disclosed to us. And as soon as that is approved, I certainly fine with me and I think the rest of our board. So I did just want to make that note. I believe that request is under review.
Yeah, it's actually part of the charter. The charter states that we should get any materials to do our job.
Certainly, and I'm certainly not disagreeing with you. I just am letting the board know where things are. Yep, absolutely. So can we vote on Jennifer's motion? All in favor of receiving the additional documentation reference, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries pending the approval will be from City Hall. Say lack of a better way to say it. Moving on. Finally, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Roberto, make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Santos. Is there a second?
I second it, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. All in favor to adjourn, please say aye.
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 Thank you, everyone, for your patience. Mrs. Finance Director, thank you for entertaining our questions this evening, and I appreciate everybody's preparedness for the meeting.
Thank you, Agatha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
7:13 p.m. Have a good night, folks.
Thank you, Mr. Garfalo.
I forgot to mention that we could get training, but I guess we could send an email out, right, Jeff?